Next application is case number 11369, the application of Jill Salter Plump. It's an application located in southwest corner of Harrison Avenue and Bayshore Drive, and being Lot 8, Broadkill Beach, 0.4 miles southeast of Route 16, being referred to as the Broadkill Road, being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID District 235, map 4.17, parcel number 84, requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements. This application, more specifically, is a 2-foot 10-inch variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a porch, a 9-inch variance from the 10-foot required side yard setback for the dwelling, a 4-foot 6-inch variance from the 15-foot required side for the dwelling and deck, and an 8-foot 6-inch variance from the 15-foot required side yard for the steps.
Thank you, Mr.
Mayor. There were no mayor returns and no letters in support of or in opposition to this application.
Thank you, sir. You need to go up there and be sworn in, please. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gerald Wayne Caraway, 2231 Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Can you explain to the board your request?
We'd like to make the deck off the front of the house bigger because it's small, and make it more usable and friendly, and screen it in off the front, and then have a set of steps coming down the side of the house for easy access. And on the back of the house, make that deck bigger with a set of steps and going down, just to enhance the property and just make the deck a little bigger and usable, friendly.
You know, there's standards for granting a variance. Will you refer to those standards that you're supposed to have for granting a variance? Do you want to address them?
When you've got your packet out of the office, you had to set these questions.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Sir. He's asking, okay. Could you address those, please?
Go through them?
Yes, if you will, please.
Okay.
Do I have the uniqueness number one?
Proceed with the rights, let's see, borders and right of ways, lots, marshlands.
Sir, what you wrote down?
I got one.
Okay.
Here's the answers.
You filled them in already.
Did my secretary did? Yeah, okay, I have that.
Okay, yeah, just read those answers.
Just read those.
Well, I ain't that good at it. That's why we can't all just look at it. Do you got to have it for the record? Go, leave. All right, get up here. This is not my cup of tea.
Okay, ma'am, you'll need to be sworn in, please. Yep.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jan Holstein. 20533 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
In the first one, when you ask if there's a unique circumstance or condition, I said yes. The property is narrow, and it borders on the right-of-way, which is like marshland and all that. And if the variance is granted for the deck in the front and the one in the back, it would be a safety factor for anything else to have the steps on the side to get up to it and to get to the one in the back. And then the second one, is there exceptional practical difficulty due to such a need? No, because the surrounding marsh and everything is, we're not asking for anything on the side where there is another house. the marsh is the marsh, and the deck would be just slightly enlarged and more usable.
Okay.
And the one in the front, just making it a little bit bigger and upgrading it, mm-hmm. and then screening it in so that you can actually sit out there without black flies. The third one, a possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, it can't, because the original owners, from what I was told, the house was evidently put up wrong or something, maybe overextended it or whatever.
Okay.
And so we just need a little bit more to make it safer. Easier access. Skip the page. The variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, it really is, because as it stands now, well, first of all, the front deck has no steps. That's kind of scary. And the only way to get to the front deck is through the house, and it's just not, you know, there's just makes much more sense if you can pull up and go up the steps. And the back deck the same way. If it is extended a little bit, it's very short and very odd. I don't know why they put it up that way, but to get the full use of it, and it's awesome sitting out there watching that sunrise or sunset. So it would be just, not really, you know, and hurting anything, because there's nobody there.
Okay.
Affect the surroundings. Personally, I took pictures, and when I brought in the application, to show that it's going to do nothing but make it look better, 100% better. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development? No, because there is no adjacent property that is going to hurt. If anything, it's going to make it more beautiful and better. And it's not, it's not a huge space. Will variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Again, I'm repeating myself. It'll greatly benefit. Definitely. Extent of the variance, will the variance represent the least modification possible? Yes. It'll enable us to enhance and slightly enlarge the existing decks. It's not, like a huge amount that's going to really be offensive or step on anybody's toes. And the safety factor is definitely a plus. I mean, you've got to be able to get to a deck. Or you've got to be able to get down from the deck. The variance necessary to afford relief, yes. Again, the safety factor. And will the variance represent the least modification? Yes. And it's not going to be that much change. It's just a matter of a small amount, I think. That
all right.
Everything?
Yep.
Okay.
I suggest that you don't get rid of your secretary.
Hey, buddy, you got that right.
I strongly suggest you address the standards very well.
Thank you.
You did a good job.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Do I need to stay or go?
You can go back down.
Okay,
back down.
Thank you.
Okay, was there any further questions? Mr. Whitman?
No question.
Mr. Tripp?
Yeah, I've got just a couple. You mentioned that there's a slight enlargement, and I'm trying to, I guess, from looking at the survey, and maybe I don't have, maybe I'm having trouble reading it. I'm just trying to figure out how much bigger this is going to be from what's existing there already.
On the front?
I think you said you're enlarging both.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about the front first. How much bigger is the front going to be?
The front's going to 2 feet across the front. I think it's like 10 foot, so it's going up to 12 feet.
Okay, so 2 feet closer to the road?
Yes.
Okay. But the width won't be increasing at all?
No, sir. just the width, just so I can get a staircase going down the side of the house.
Okay. And in the rear, how much larger is the rear going to be?
It will be approximately twice the size, just because the deck is going to go all the way across the back of the house. And then the steps will go down at the end, or the outside edge of the steps, or the deck.
You're looking
4.4.
4.4 feet.
Or 4.6.
Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right. And you mentioned the safety issue. Can you explain to me that a little more? What's the safety need?
Well, just if the back step is coming off of the kitchen area, and if there's a kitchen fire, you go out the front and go down or something. You know, that was just one. There's two ways to get out of the house. You know, one, if there was something happened in the living room or something, you could go out the back and go down the steps that way.
Is there only one access now?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Mills?
In addressing the standards, I believe she did skip over the number three. The question has difficulty been created by the applicant, or maybe I didn't hear it. So for the record, they've written that they're the second owners and they're trying to improve the property.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mills. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion. Excuse me. Chair will call for a motion.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11369. The safety factor was one of the issues that was brought up by the applicant, other than the standards, and one access out of that building. I was going to ask about the steps, why he needs two steps, and you answered that question. I believe the uniqueness of the property is the 50-foot, and I believe he's trying to use that deck area for his favor. It isn't short lot as far as the width is concerned. I don't believe the unnecessary hardship has been created by the applicant because the lot is so small, 50 foot again by 100. And the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood by looking at the photographs. It looks like it will improve something in the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And the requested variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11369. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Wicker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wicker? Aye for those reasons stated. And Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11369 is approved.
Thank you.